Bria against the Gemara says though, but Vohoda Bei Rebzeirataka retracted. And Rashi says they meant to say Tanata Svari that since the Shechita started, you can't have any traces. That's not the Svarim of Shir Melokish. Rather, it's only a Svarim, the Ray and the lungs, that since you already shechted the Kona, the windpipe, so the Chias of the lungs went out. So that it's only a Heter for the Raya, for a traces in the Raya, and not for B'nai Maim. Now, what's the proof to say that Reb Zeira was Chayzer? So more says, because the boy Reb Zeira, who hears the Reb Zeira, has to shout like this, that Nikfo B'nai Maim, being similar simon mahom, let's say if you shechted one simon, now that became a necker of a hole in the intestines. So Shaila reads, and that makes sense to a tray for now. Lech was mean its tire of simon rishin, the simon shiny, the tire of a day novella. In other words, for sure the animal now is called the treifa. And therefore the shchit is not matter with pachila. But the lech usually is, even though you have a treifa in the animal, when you make a shchit, the shchit is mitayim a day novella. At least take thought that there's no tumas novella. Here the shalur is the first simon you shechted with such a good shchita, that even had a curse to shalur for heter achila. Now, by the time you got to the second simon, there's already a treifa in the animal. So that shchita cannot be matir pachila, it can only at most take off the tumah nevela. So Shraus, could you start put the two together, since they have two different kreiches? So once there was, mimitzar simish to simish shetram de nevela, or maybe you don't say that. So Lechu, you see clearly that even quote Reb Zeira, lemais to the psut treifas is chal. Not like you saw was before, that once you started the shchita, you can't have a treifa. It's the only shayla though, that the shchita at least helped to take off the tumas nevela. And this the Gemara answered, the Amina, they said back to him, Rav Haimu Duboyuf, isn't this ill for shayla? They don't have a shayla like this. What's going to be hoitzi uber es yadai? You have a pregnant cow, let's say, and before you made the shchita, the uber, the baby inside, put out its hand. So it's just the other bent simon between one simon and another simon. So by the first shchit, by the first simon, it was inside. And not the locher, the shchit of the aim, is matter, the uber inside. What comes out is not matterit. And korpas not matterit bachila, even though the shchit had to take off the tumas available in that part. See, the hand of the uber came out between one simon and the second simon. So, mimit star of simon reach and l'sheni, l'tayim adayim avayim alayim, that's the shayla, again the same simon l'shayla. The first simon had a good shchit even to be matter of the yad bachila. And by the time he came to the second simon, since the hand was outside, such that shchit cannot be matter of bachila anymore, that hand, it will only be matter of tumas avayim. So the more select the same shayla. So clearly, ad kan lai boilon, and l'tayim adayim avayim alayim. Well, was the reason Shalom if the second shchit is enough to be metayim with a novella? Avo be'achil asur, but he agrees for sure it's also teat. You see, even though you started the shchit with the first simon, it wasn't the treifa. The treifa first came about after the first simon, so you see it's also be'achil. Since he clearly is zero, Reb Zeira was chayzer from Yisrael. Oh, malei Reb Nachdaf Lam Gimel. Oh, malei Reb Acha Bar Rav. The Ravina. No, Dilma maybe the Elam will not tell you Leihar the Bay, maybe it would be not retract. But just Reb Zeira, the Dvar of the Rava Koma. Reb Zeira is only saying the Svar now, he's only asking the Shal according to Rava. For Leila is three, but he himself does not hold from it. But Reb Zeira only asked the Shal according to Rava's Svar. That Rava was the one that said the Svar of Shem Malakish was, that when you make a Shchit on the Koma, the Ray is like not there anymore. It's only a Heter on the Ray, but not another Trafis. Therefore, you have to show that what's going to be if the Bnei Maim became a treifa in between. Then the Chaim made a call to observe himself that his swear was that maybe once you started the Shechit, you cannot have any more psulim. Say, Chanami, maybe then there won't be any more psulim. Maybe call to observe, maybe it's still also his swear. Then the Mor says, Omer Rav Acha Ba Yaakov, Shema Amin Yom Adar Shem Ben Lakish. We hear a Chidish a call from Shem Ben Lakish that Mizamnim Yisrael Ad Bnei Maim. You rather invite the Jew to eat from the Bnei Mayim. That means the kishkis, the intestines. A Jew can eat the intestines of an animal after the shchita. But the Yehim Mizan and Ezek Echavim of Bnei Mayim. But you're not allowed to invite the Jew cannot serve the Bnei Mayim, the intestines, to a grey. In other words, since Rosh Lakish said that when you have, when you shech the kona, that's considered as if the reya was taken out. So the reya was taken out, it comes out like an eifer minachai, and a goy is less a tita neiver minachai. By a Jew, like the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Yisroel did the shechita tell you no sir for a Jew to eat from this animal. The Torah says a Jew, when you make a shechita on the animal, that's what's matter with tachila. Even though it didn't die yet, it's still mefacheses, still like an eifer minachai, but the Torah gave a heter for a Jew to eat from a shechita. So kivun dika shechita now you saw, ishtayimu, a Jew is not eat from it. But as you can call him by the goy, tivinachi, restagimu. By a goy, he does not need a din shechita. By him, it's only necessary to eat eifer minachai, close him on the animals alive, you can't pull off a piece of meat. So for a goy, what you have to do is just kill it. Well, the Misa tell you, Misa, tell me what has died. Is so honey, when you shechted the kona, the mice of the animal is not dead yet. Still it's considered like the reya, the lungs were taken out. So the lungs are like Eva Menachai. If so, honey Keva Menachai Damya. So it should be also for a goy to eat the bnei mayim, like the reya, the lungs, from a shechita. A Jew should not be able to serve the lungs to a goy, because for the goy it's called Eva Menachai. For a Jew there's a heter of shechita, for a goy that doesn't have the seta. Omer Apok Vopa says, Heavy Yasid Mekayim Rav Acha by Yaakov, Yasid Mekayim Rav Acha by Yaakov, Obey Diyay Malay. And I wanted to ask him this question, that Mi'ika Midi, is there anything to the Yisrael Shoei, for a Jew it's Muto, Omer Avi Kechov Amasa, and for a Goy it should be Yasid, do we have anything, how could that be, that a Jew is allowed to eat this lung, and not a Goy? Usually we say whatever is Muto for a Jew, is Ichle Muto for a Goy. But v'loyomelei, I did not ask him this question. The amino hotayim makoma, he said over a reason. Because the pshat is not really a chumra, the pshat is it's a kula. The Torah gave a heter for a Jew a din shechita. Since a goy doesn't have a din shechita, therefore the mice is never menachai. And it really would have been never menachai for a Jew also. The yis applies to Jew also. Just for a yid is a heter of shechita. The other one says, but Tanya still learned, the Lake of Achav Yaakov. We learn Namak of Achav Yaakov. We learn Taka that it's Mutter even for Goy also. Because it says like this, Harait Selechem Ebeima, Kodim Shetaitzin Afshar, somebody wants to eat from the meat before the animal is really dead, meaning right after Shechita, when the animal is still a little bit moving around. So Chetach Kezayich Boston Ebeis HaShechita, let him cut off a Gzayis meat from the Beis HaShechita. Ol Molcho Yofu Yofu, let him salt it well. Or medicha yofi, let him wash it off well. Or mamtim wash it eitzim ashi, then let him wait until the animal dies. The yachol, he'll eat it right away. But echo rabbi kachotim, yechad yisrael mutarim boy. Whether it's a Jew, whether it's a goy, it's mutar to eat from it. Because even a goy can also eat from this meat. Even though you cut off this meat before the animal was really dead. So you should be neighbor menachai according to you. Elamai, since there's a heter achimu for a Jew, it's called the shechita was done to it already. Therefore it's not called Eva Menachai, so who is seen up like a Vacha by Yaakov. The Morris still says no, that the Morris says, Misayim el Ravidi Baravin, it's right to Ravidi Baravin. The Yom Ravidi Baravin, Om Rav Yitzchak, Bar Ashiyan, that our rights are Shiyavri, if somebody wants to become very healthy, eat good, fresh meat, is Chayta Kizayich Bosa Beis HaShchita. Right after the Shchita, let him cut off some meat from that Mokum of the Shchita, Shodahema, Ol Molcha Yofu Yofu, let him salt it well. Ol Medicha, then let him wash it off well. Yofu Yofu. Ol Mantum, then let him wait. That should take him out until the animal is dead. And it says clearly, Ech Rebbe Kachav Yechad Yisrael Mutayim Boy. It says clearly, not like a Vacha of a Yaakov. But we just said though, there's smut even for a guy also. So that's it, you have to wait heat from it until it's taken out. Rashi said that to the Moshe Hedron that says, Minayin shos alechem and abheim makoidim shetetin asha. How do we know you should not eat from the meat before it really died? Tamulay matochum al adam. Don't eat when the chis is still there. Even though you cut off before, it does not get absurd and it's of Eva Menachai. And it could be the mice, the reason we held Nalag Ravacha by Yaakov is, because Nalag Ravacha by Yaakov, because we talk old, that since it's mutter for Jew to eat from it, since the Torah gave a heter of shechita for a Jew, and the Chanami wants his mutter for a Jew, so the Chanami says all the might be mutter for a guy also. Yes, Mishnah says, you have shechit behemah chai v'yoif. If you shechit behemah chai v'yoif, and no dam comes out at all, b'shach t'shchita. Stik shir, s'kosh v'shchita, and who needs dam? Even without dam, b'shchita b'hem, t'shchita s'kosh. The Chiddush is, v'necholim b'yodai mezuavos. You're allowed to eat from this meat, even though your hands are tummy. As she says, kloina, below nativ, you have to wash your hands first. The girls are laying liya shenius, even though your hands have a look like the sheni of tummy. And, the most of more porach, are filu hukshu nami, and shenius to shlishu chulim. Pashmi, because since the animals are hukshu, like kabo tummy, so even though your hands are tummy, still you can eat the meat doesn't become tummy. That's the rashi, it's more kasha. Even if the meat would have been hooked to cover tumma, but so what? The hand is only yesheni. A sheni doesn't make a shlishi for chulin. Of course, Mishnah is saying what? You're allowed to eat this meat, even though your hands is a sheni with tumma. If Mishnah says one, officially hooked to the dam, because the meat of this animal is not hooked to cover tumma. All food, it only can receive tumma if first water came upon it, or else dam. But here in this shchita, since no dam came out of the animal, the boss is not hukshra kabatumma. That's how the Kama holds. Rabbi Shimon and Mano, hukshra b'shchita. Now the shchita itself is mashu the kabatumma. Rashi says the smell is migu. The shay yeshchita lahach bosa midei eva menachai. Since the shchita takes off the yisra eva menachai, makes a mutta bachila, is mishavna nami uchla l'gabitumma. A shchita alone, even though it's a dry shchita, there's no blood, no water there, the shchit itself is machsha the boss le kabatumma. So therefore, if your hands have become tummy, it touches the meat, it makes the meat tummy. That's the most, since that's the most kasha, let's say what? A sheni doesn't make a shlishi v'chulam. Now the Gemara says, taima de lo yotzam yam dam. Why do you say it's mutter to eat this meat? Because the dam didn't come out. The dam was not hukshah the meat le kabatumma. Ho yotzam yam dam, mashah v'sha shchit, some dam would come out. That's called liquid. So then over the meat, it's hukshah le kabatumma. Then ain't a cholim b'dayim mezuvos. Then you can eat it with your hands before you made a matilah shadayim. Because before you wash your hands is like a shein of the tumah. So that's the question, why not? Amai. Yadayim, no one at shniyas ain. Yadayim, you're only shniyas le tumah. You're only sheini. Rabbanu only gave the din of a sheini. And the ain sheini is a shlishi lechulim. First you were talking about chulim over here. And a sheini does not make a shlishi for chulim. So even if your hand, even if the meat, what the, even if it was dam b'shasta shita, the meat of such the kabotum, so what? Still shouldn't become tummy. So the answer is, only my the b'chulin askin. Who told you the Mishnah talking about chulin? The Torah goes, it says chaya, because the Mishnah says maybe it's talking about kachim. Says no, the Mishnah says chaya, chaya, wild animal. You can't bring a korban from a chaya. Diva b'kachim, chaya b'kachim yika. There's no chaya by kachim. That's all part of the kasha. The Mishnah is talking about dam of a chulim, so that a heim a chulim, the sheni doesn't make a shlishi. The su, secondly, ibu kachim, the Mishnah is talking about kachim, ki le yotzim him dam ksheri, how could the Mishnah say without dam? It's a kosher shchita. Mashm, it's a kosher korbin. Ahi watzim a dam utzor. No purpose of a korbin is to have the dam. You need his rikas a dam. He will make a shchita on a behemus, on a korbin. Without dam, avada wouldn't be yotza. Without the shchita, zrikas adam, it's not kosher. Vesu, I b'kodeshim, if we're talking about kosher in the Mishnah, ki yotzim hem dam, imashu, even if dam would come out, so what? The dam of kosher would not be mach, the kabatum, it doesn't make it prepare to become tummy. V'yomu rabbi barabba, omu rabbi yechanan, minayin, how do we know? Ledam kodeshim, shayna machsha, dam kodeshim is not machsha, you know what the pasuk says? Alo tishpechenu kamayim, they have to throw the dam on the ground like water. So dashin dam shenishpe kamayim is regular dam by the behema. That the dam just goes on the floor. That dam is called like mayim, and therefore it's machsha. If the dam goes upon meat or our food, it'd be machsha the kabatumma. But shayna nishpach kamayim, meaning like dam kachim, you can't stand throw it on the floor, you have to make a kabbalah for dam, in the kli. Is any machshir. So the kids are like, korbin, even if the dam would come out, the dam would not be machshir, the kabbatumma. This is still another question. Ibu kachim, if you want to say, our mission is talking about kachim, ki lo yotzim em dam, le mischashri. There was our mission to say that since the dam did not come out, then it's not hukshir, the kabbatumma, it's not true. Mischashri, b'chibas ha-kodesh. just the fact that the korban, that alone is machir lekabel tuma. There's a svar of chibas hakodesh. The fact that it's brought for korban, that itself is machir it to be like food. Rashi said, the kind that we hold chibas hakodesh machirosim. The nevi'ach was called like food. Lekabel tuma, the time of psochim. The habos le'rabbis etzim levoina means even wood and levoina is mekabel tuma. Even though it's not korban eichel. You see, the fact that it's a chibas hegdish, it's brought like for korban, that makes it into an eichel. So our mishnah b'kitz cannot be talking about kachim, and am I talking about chulin? So that's the kasha. A sheni does not make a shlishi by chulin. Yeah, most of the time, because we hold chibas hakodesh machshurasan. Any time it's being brought for korban, that in itself is machshur to be an eichel for the kabbatoma. So then that's the kasha in the mishnah. So Marin says, Omer of Nachman, Omer of Avuam, Hocho b'chulin shelocho mekesav mais raskinen. Our mishnah is talking about this behemoth that was bought with the money of mais hasheni. You had money of mais hasheni, and you bought a regular behemoth with it. B'chulin shelocho mekesav mais hasheni. So the animal has kedushas mais hasheni on it. Rashi says, b'kesav mais bishlaim l'chiv. That's the chiddush of our mishnah then. That if there would have been dam there, so then your hands, which is a sheni l'tuma, would make the maisa sheni into a shlishi. That's the chiddush. That's what Mishnah is talking about. Not kachim, not chulin, but maisa sheni. And it said the lekra meya, that the mishnah would not be lekra meya. It's not because it's not like this. It's not like this. Now we learned. Kol hatoyin biyasmayim midivrei seifrim, anything that needs a netila midirabonin, which means to say that midirais it's tor, just rabonin gave the gzeirah to give it to melech rashiyah like kalim and yedayim, yeah, and the chur of these things have a loch of a sheni l'tumah, so metanes hakodesh a sheni taka makes a shlishi by kachim, because a shlishi can make a revi by kachim. It's called a sheni is mamish mitamas hakodesh or poislas truma. Mashaken of your hands that the sheni truma, if it touches truma, it makes it possible. Meaning to say, if it touches the truma becomes tamei. But possible just means it can't go further. If this truma will touch something else, it wouldn't be mitamas something else. Because by truma, sheni doesn't make a revi. It starts by a shlishi. So that's called this poisel. Or muter bechulin. But you'll add it, chulin. If your hands touch chulin, you'll add it. A chulin is no psil, there's no tumma shlishi by chulin. Uva maisa, who had been by maisa, was the Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds that a sheni does not make a shlishi, it's not even possible, maisa sheni, that's Rabbi Meir shita. The chom oisrin, chom say no, the chom oisrin, the maisa. Chom said that your hands, which have a tumma sheni on it, if it touches maisa sheni, it passes it. If I can make it also. So that's what Mishnah is going on. Mishnah is going according to this Chacham Shita. Now the Mishnah is talking about this animal that was bought with money of Maisa Sheni. So it has Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it. So therefore, if it would have been a Shita with Dam, it would have been Hilch Lekabel Tuma, and then your hands would make a Pesel. But now that it was a dry Shita, your hands does not Pesel, the Maisa Sheni will still not eat it. Master Blaim Simi Barashi, Mimai, who told you? Duma may be out, can let the Rabbana let Rameya. When does Rabbana argue Rameya? Ela be oich, ela be achilas maisa. Maybe only be achilas tita maisa. Maybe that's the only time they say it also. You're not allowed to eat it. Rashi said, le kosra Rabbana ela less, ela be awesome lechol. Maybe just you can't eat the meat. Mishi yodim so, but your hands are tame, your hands are sheni, you're not allowed to eat this maisa sheni now. That's the Yisra. Avo biachila de chulin moida yovenikia de mais rashi namila yasui. That maybe now, maybe there's no Yisra touching it either. And our Mishnah is mashmitz osa filo benigia. Let's see why. So where it says, ela biachilas maisa. Avo benigia de maisa. But maybe just touching maisa. Viachila de chulin let ligi. And tit chulin, if it became a shlishi, everybody agrees it's mutter. So maybe even the Chum agree you're allowed to touch the Maisa Sheni, even though you hand the tummy. It only means you can't eat from it. And Vahor, now Mishnah Nagihi. Our Mishnah is talking about even less to make a Nagihi, just touching it. Why? Midiktani, since our Mishnah says, Necholim b'yadayim mezorvois, that even though your hands are tamei, still you're allowed to eat with it. Now, Mila Raskin isn't the Mishnah talking about, to kosof lechavrei, where you are feeding your friend with it. So it's mashma, the only reason why you're allowed to feed your friend is only because it's not hukshla kamatumba. The mashma, if it would have been a shchita with dam, that the blood is like mayim, would have been hukshla kamatumba, then would say you can't even feed this nice shem to somebody else. So the question is, why not? The mashma being it's in the gear, just touching it, nobody says, even chachamim do not say there's a nisnegiyah. Rashi says, Alma, tosla bo negiyas sheni, just touching it is also. And that nobody says. So you may be the only say before, tosla tit maisa achila mashma. So Marin says, Ela rad omra topa, hocho biyodayim tchila saskin. And I'm talking about in Mishnah, the case where your hands would be a rishon l'tumah, not that it's a shein l'tumah. The Mishnah is talking about where your hands would be a rishon l'tumah. We'll soon see we really have a case where the hands is called a rishon, the first tumah. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar, he goes according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya went like this: Ein yodayim tchilas l'chulin. That no, stam your hands before you wash them. They're not called a rishon to say that I make a chulin into a sheini. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, I mean, Reb Shimon ben Meir, yes. Your dayim tchilas lechulin, that your hands could have a loch like a rishon l'tumah, which then would be negay if it touches chulin, regular meat, it makes it a shen l'tumah, or shnius l'tumah. But it also has loch of tumah sheni negay to tumah. The mustam when it touches tumah, it only makes the tumah puzzle, it doesn't really make a tummy. You know who are these sheetis? Now, tchilas lechulin, from Mark Ash, first, what are you telling me now? Tchilas lechulin, the mashma comes a rishon lechulin. Does mashma lechulin in only for chulin and lechulin alay? How could that be? Like once these hands are the rishon lechulin, pshita, if it touches chulin, it should mostly make it into a shen lechulin. So where's the hokka come? This is what I mean to say. Tchilas af lechulin, in a chrami. There are certain cases where your hands are considered a rishon lechulin. And then it's even for chulin, but avada for chulin also. Then shnias lechulin in, there are certain cases though that your hands is only a sheni l'tumah, and that would only pertain to truma and not to chulin, because by chulin the chulin doesn't make a shlishi. Now where are the cases? Where do you have a case that your hands should have a tumah of a rishon l'tumah? And yes, I can find you a case. The Tani learned like this: Hichnas yodav lebeis hamnuga. Person brings his hand into the beis hamnuga, into a house that has negayim there. Rashi says kishet hichnis. In the class, even the case kishet notan, you already washed your hand. You may have to go shadayim. Fetira mitumah stam yadayim. You took off the tumah of the stam yadayim, but now you brought into a bayis, a house that has a nega in the house. So what's the loch over there? Hichnis yodav lebeis hamnuga. So yodav tchinas, your hands become tamei. Can the rishon of tumah on your hands? Did Reb Kiva was Reb Kiva? The chomim only know yadav shnius, that the hands only remain the shen l'tumah, they're not called the rishon l'tumah. So that's machlokes over here. Tell like this: the kul yam everybody holds bia b'miksas leishem abia, that here you only brought your hands inside. So it's not cool like your body went in. If your whole body goes into the base hamnuga lechnami, that's a lacha Torah says you become tamei midiraisa. But here you only brought your hands inside. So everybody says a bee that mixes a small amount of your body going in is not tummy midiraisa. It's only midirabonin. Here's the makhluk, if you bring your hands into the house, as you deserve it to say, we can't say you're tall, because people think that even your body wouldn't you're tall also. So you have to make a gzeru midirabonin that your hands are tummy. And midirabonin they made into a rishon l'tumah. So ma'asa v'yadav kagufay shavin rabonin, yes. The Rabbanan made your hands just like your body. Just like when your body goes in, it'll be a rishon l'tumah midiraisa. So now with the Rabbanan, when you only put your hands in, your hands remain a rishon l'tumah midiraisa. Well, Masa, the other one says, no, yodayim, ki yodayim di'alma shabu Rabbanan. True, they make a gzera. You put your hands into the base of Muga. They did not want to say you're tall completely, but our koponim, they didn't make it worse than a regular yodayim. just like a regular dime is a shein lo tumma, here also we know it's a shein lo tumma. So nafka mugam is like rachis, even though you already washed your hands, and now you brought your hands inside as beis hamugam, you'll have to wash your hands again. But that's all, they only made it for shein lo tumma, not for rishin. It's only Reb Shimon, he's the one that says, yes, that's possible to have a yadayim should be a rishin. So that's what Mishnah is talking about, where somebody's hands went into the beis hamugam. So according to Reb Shimon, his hands is like a rishin l'tumah. So now if these hands touch this meat, see if the meat is have dam on it, is hoksh l'kabel tumah, the meat becomes a shiny. So even for whom it's also eaten, or it's tummy at least. By shenkin, if the shchita was a dry shchita, there's no dam there. That's the Mishnah. You'll not eat it, even though your hands is a rishin l'tumah. Yeah. So that's true now, Mishnah. So what says now? But look, the one who said the Mishnah is talking about Kriya B'Kiva, the Yom that he says Yodav Tchila Sevin. There's a Kiva also said the shit that Yodayim is called a Tchila. Why? Someone says no. Dilma maybe Kikam Rav Kiva and Rav Kiva said the Svaram Hanimila B'Truma V'Kodeshim the Chamiri. Only maybe for Truma and Kodeshim Rav Kiva said that Yodayim could be a Rishon Atoma. Aval Chulim was Nagaya to regular Chulim Shni Sevin. Maybe it's only called a shame, it's not called a rishon. So Rashi says about looking at the Rebbe Kiva, the stimti, ruva, the stem of Rebbe Kiva. Looking at the Rebbe Kiva, 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 only said it for Truma, and for Kachin. So that's the question. For the more of a heavy nam, he be called of Kiva now. For a heavy nam, let it be called a shame of the tomb of your hands. To our Shemini Rabbi Kiva, we hear that Rabbi Kiva she threes. To our Shemini Rabbi Kiva, the young, he says, Shemini Oysa Shlishi Bechulim. His she threes, even by regular Chulim, if a shame of the tomb touches the Chulim, it makes it for Shlishi Bechulim. And it's also if somebody to eat it, or if you eat it, you become tummy. There's now a little like this. Boy Bayoim that day, Rabiyam always means the day they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi. So that day, Dorosh Rabbi Kiva Kiva just like this. The Pasuk says, the whole Kli Cheres, any earthly Kli. Yitma comes tummy. Now Tommy and them really Yitma can become something else. Not only does it become tummy, but Yitma could be become something else. The Tommy Acherim. Lima was a come to teach us. Akika sheni to waste a shlishi b'chulin. That a bread that's a sheni l'tumma, it could touch something and make it into a shlishi l'tumma. That's what Akiva Joshua. Because Akiva Kiva holds that a sheni makes a shlishi. So more so, our Mishnah could still come out of court to Akiva. Even though your hand is only a sheni, but it's not coming, a sheni could make a shlishi b'chulin. So more says, no, dilma maybe, hani nili b'tumma di raisa. When did Rav Kiva said that a sheni makes a shlishi? Only when it's a sheni midiraisa. Aber with Rabbanan here, our stam hands, that's only coming with Rabbanan, loyoma. Maybe that Rav Kiva never said that a sheni lutumah midirabanan can make a shlishi. So that's why again we only say Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon, that's talking about a rishon lutumah. Not midiraisa midirabanan. That if you put your hands into the base of manuga, midirabanan is like a rishon lutumah. Rav Leza, Amar Rabbi Shia, Hochob the chulin shenas for Paris Hakodesh askin. Now tell you now, Mishnah is talking about chulin that was made our Paris Hakodesh. Or like not like the Yeshua. The title went like this. So Rashi says the pshat for now Paris Hakodesh means to go in Odom. Harogu lecho kodeshim. He used to eat in kodeshim, and he wants to be matvin now to be shomer even as chulin the Paris Hakodesh. And therefore, Vashmina teaches us. The sheni yavavu shlishi to such a person, even to school, the sheni makes them to a shlishi. But this is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Why not the tani not like this? Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Oichal Oichal Rishon, if somebody eats food that has tumas rishon on it, so rishon, his body becomes, or he becomes a rishon with tumah. Sheni, if he eats food that has tumas sheni on it, sheni becomes a sheni. Shlishi, if he eats food that's tummy, he becomes a shlishi. And Rashi says there's only a shear if you eat a chatzi pras, which is a shear of oichler to metame the person, which is two beitzim. So a shlishi is a shlishi. We'll soon see what that means. Rabbi Yeshua says, Somebody eats a food that has a tumas rishon on it, a tumas sheni, at most his body becomes only a sheni with tumah. Shlishi, if he eats food that's a shlishi, sheni lekodesh, his body becomes like a sheni lekodesh, they can still be metama kodesh. But v'yein sheni lechuma does not become a sheni lechuma, and in which case only bechulin shenatz ataira chuma, only negeret a chulin that you're eating it b'teres tairas atchuma. So the deek is our tairas trumin. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's only on tairas of truma. But our tairas HaKadosh Lai, why? Because Kuksavi holds that chulin shenatz ataira kodesh, less bush shlishi doesn't have a din shlishi. So therefore we're saying it only goes according to Rabbi Lezer, not according to Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua does not hold from this new maila of tairas HaKadosh, only of tairas atchuma. Rashi says that Rabbi Yeshua in Oichle Chorishon Oichle Shem Habisheni. The Tzilu Rabbi Yeshua Lo Meshavim Oichle Kamaycha. The food is not like the person is not like the food. And the Kama first what the Machlokes is. But Shlishi Shem Lakodesh Oichle Kamaycha Shlishi Nasa Guf Shem Lakodesh. The other Shlishi Ravi Lebuslum Boy. But the ain't Shem with Truma. If he touches Truma, doesn't become possible. But he Truma Tosa because he likes Shlishi. But I call upon him according to Yeshua, there's no union of Tyrus HaKadosh, it's only not Tyrus HaTruma. That's what we said before, it does not go according to Yeshua, only according to Rebbe Lezer. Alright, we'll stop over here.